I'm Walt Lindelof with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I had a chance to speak with Dick Derby, coordinator of Project Keep Kids Warm. The effort is going into its 14th season, and we found out more from Dick Derby.
We're gathering the funds and new winter clothing for youth in our area. Jackets, snow pants, boots, hats, and gloves. Even though the weather's beautiful and the leaves are just starting to turn, we all know that winter's around the corner. And that's what this project is all about, is making sure that those families that have had some difficulties or stressful times, and there may be a need for what is we know is expensive in winter clothing, that Project Keep Kids Warm makes sure that all those kids are dressed when the snow starts to fly.
And that's the thing about this is, you know, for 14 years, it's been incredible work that's been done and incredible successes along the way, but kids keep getting born and families still continue to struggle sometimes. And I'm sure you're running into even some instances now where you might be distributing something to someone who 5, 6, 7 years ago was able to contribute to this, because life changes.
It does. And we're always responding to that change. And I think we should talk a little bit about how we've responded to this program in how it operates from where it was before the COVID situation came along.
Yeah, it changed a bit on how you do it. Now it's, what's sort of the formula or the format that you follow?
Well, we can't, we don't have the big neighborhood drives like we used to, and we can't accept slightly used winter clothing, but we are still collecting new winter clothing, and that can be dropped off at Wesley United Methodist Church in Ishpeming, the sponsor of Project Keep Kids Warm, and a wonderful sister church in Nagani that we've worked with for all these many years, and that's Emmanuel Lutheran. And so again, new winter clothing, snow pants, jackets, hats, boots, for age infant to 18 can be brought to those two locations. But today, we're working with the school administrations, and now that school's back in session, we've reached out to Nice, Ishpeming, Nagani, Republic Mishigami. Last year, we had a contact and were requested to help out in Powell Township up in Big Bay, and then throughout Marquette County, the Head Start programs. So we work with school administrators to try to identify these families that are having some difficulty, and teachers and the health worker and aides are aware when kids are coming to school and they aren't properly dressed. And it's all anonymous, but we then receive orders for the clothing that they need, and we try to provide that 100%.
Now, you're talking about new items. Are you also looking for monetary to go get the items?
And that is the big change, is that now we are looking for financial donations, and we have teams of people, volunteers, and a large staff at Wesley and at Emmanuel that are helping us to go out and do the shopping as those orders come in for the jackets and snow pants and the things that we need.
So if somebody is hearing this today and they want to make a financial donation, should they contact the churches? Is there a bank you're working with? How does it work?
Yes, and a very good question. So please make checks out to Wesley United Methodist Church and put a footnote on there that says for Project Keep Kids Warm. And those can be mailed to P.O. Box 342, Ishpeming, Michigan 49849. And 100%, I can't emphasize this enough, 100% of those dollars that we receive goes into the purchase of new winter clothing to help the kids.
That's Dick Derby, coordinator of Project Keep Kids Warm. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelof.